And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 10th of October, 2015. It's the birthday of Giuseppe Verdi, born in a village in Parma, Italy, 1813. Parents ran a tavern, but they recognized musical talent in the boy. They bought him a little piano, which he kept for the rest of his life, became organist at his church, went off to a nearby town, boarded with a wealthy grocer who liked him and wanted to support him, and whose daughter Verdi ended up marrying. He wrote an opera, Oberto, which was performed at La Scala, the most important theater in Italy, 1839. He was just 26 years old, and then tragedy struck. His wife died, encephalitis. Verdi had already lost two children in infancy, said he would never write music again. But then someone sent him the powerful libretto for Nabucco, and he could not resist it. He turned it into an opera, which premiered 1842. Audience applauded for 10 minutes after the first scene. Verdi used the same librettist for his next opera, Lombardi, a librettist who tended to put off going to work. Verdi locked him in a room to get him to write on time, once made the mistake of locking him in the room with his wine collection. Verdi wrote a total of 26 operas, including Rigoletto, La Traviata, Aida, and Falstaff. It's the birthday of the playwright Harold Pinter, born East London, 1930. Went to the Royal Academy of Dramatic Arts in London, didn't like it, left after a couple of years. First full-length play was The Birthday Party, which debuted in the West End, which, like many of Pinter's plays, came to be called comedies of menace, ordinary situations turning ominous or absurd for inexplicable reasons. His big hit was The Homecoming, 1965, about a man who brings his wife home to meet his all-male family, and she stays with the family to be their caretaker and prostitute. Pinter said that after the opening of The Homecoming in New York in 1967, was one of the greatest theatrical nights of his life. Wealthy audience, women in mink, men in tuxedos. As soon as the curtain opened, they hated the play. The great thing was, Pinter said, the actors went on and hated the audience back even more. Here's a poem for today by Donald Hall, The Widows. Up and down the small streets, in which no two houses are exactly alike, widows of all ages sit alone, playing solitaire, or knitting, or sometimes baking, left in the big empty houses. Here are Mrs. Montgomery, Mrs. Pilching, Mrs. Wolfe, and Mrs. Peltier, all at once, in a section of 9 houses, 4 widows. Sometimes they have bridge, including either lunch or tea. In the summer, separately, widows spend a month in hotels in New Hampshire, or sometimes Maine, but never in Massachusetts. In the winter, or some winters, some of them go to Florida. Book clubs, television, and ways to supplement their small incomes keep them busy. It is not a bad life, they say, for there are so many left like you, though no two widows are exactly alike. The Widows by Donald Hall, from Old and New Poems, published by Tickner and Fields and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.